Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 49 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is sponsored by our good friends at the Ankeny office of Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. Iowa Realty is located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103, and that's where we're coming with this broadcast today. And we're going to be talking a lot of boys tennis today. Ankeny Centennial just completed the most successful season in school history, and we're going to talk to a couple of the Jaguars' key players. In a little while, we'll be visiting with Will Blevins, who took fourth place in the Class 2A singles tournament last weekend in Cedar Rapids. But right now, we want to bring in our first guest. He was the Jaguars' number two singles player this season. He also teamed up with fellow junior Ryan Lofgren to qualify for the state tournament in doubles. He is Samson Densmore. Samson, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season. I'm sure the last week, you know, has been pretty hectic for you. Have you had a chance to catch your breath at all?
It's been we've had a lot of meets, so I'm pretty sore and pretty tired, and the season's been a lot longer than we've had in the past, which is definitely a good thing, but it has been exhausting for sure.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, let's talk about the state team tournament first. You guys advanced to state for the first time in school history, and the tournament was supposed to be played yesterday at the Ankeny courts, but it was moved indoors to the Lifetime Athletic Club in Urbandale due to rain. I'm sure you guys would have liked to have played, you know, on your home courts. Were you disappointed that it had to be moved inside?
I think a large part of being outdoors is, I think, coming in, we're the fourth seed, so we're the expected, like, lower level of play. And I think the wind and the sun factor would have actually helped us in this case, because I know a lot of the kids that are on the Iowa City West, and so they play indoors a lot, and they're really used to that. And I think outdoors would have helped us in that way.
Oh, sure. Well, now former Centennial coach Colin Daniels is one of the assistants for Iowa City West, and he told me that he still has some connections to the Centennial program. You know, do you know Colin very well? Did you get a chance to talk to him?
I know him. He actually used to do some camps for me when I was a kid, and I saw him at the tournament, and I've recognized him, so he's a really nice guy, and it was nice to kind of see him and catch up.
Well, your team then dropped a 5-1 decision to Waukee in the third place match. You know, I know you guys really wanted another shot at Waukee after losing to them during the regular season. So I don't imagine it was hard to get up for that match, was it?
Yeah, it was very close during the season. We lost a lot of tiebreakers, so the score that was showed during season didn't really represent what actually happened. And I think coming into this, we expected that we could get third place, and I think points here and there, and it just didn't go our way, which is okay, but it was just a great competition, and they have some really good players. So,
well, and I kind of glossed over the fact here, you guys did meet Iowa City West in the first round, and the Trojans posted a 5-0 victory, and they went on to capture their 6th-state title in 8 years. You know, did you guys kind of feel like you had nothing to lose going into that match?
Yeah, I think a lot of us kind of had that attitude that we had nothing to lose because they were really good, and they've always been good and kind of built like a dynasty up there. And I think we all had the pressure kind of lifted off of us, so we just wanted to play our game, and we made it as far as we made it, and we just were happy with that.
Well, in that match against Waukee, you dropped a 6-2, 6-0 decision to Noah Burmeister, who was part of Waukee State Championship doubles team. Now, your coach, Tammy Luton, told me that it was one of the best matches that she had ever seen you play. You know, did you feel like it was one of your best matches?
I definitely think it was up there. I think the score didn't really represent how close it was. I know first set I lost a lot of deuce points. I just couldn't capitalize and finish on some of those, which was hard and very frustrating, obviously. But I think I played really well, and I understood that this was going to be one of the last matches I was going to play for my junior year, so I just decided to put my heart out there and play as hard as I could.
Well, now Noah's obviously a great player. What was your strategy against him? What were you trying to do?
I've never played him before, so I just started playing my game and figuring out what I needed to do, and I became consistent and tried to be aggressive some also and serve and volleying and just seeing what was working and what wasn't.
All right. Well, of course, the only reason you guys made it to Team State in the first place was because you won the sub-state tournament with a couple of thrilling 5-4 victories over Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Ames. In the win over Washington, you and Ryan fought off 4-match points to win your doubles match. Now, how were you guys able to pull that off?
That was crazy. That was probably, I'd say, the best day of my tennis career so far. We were down 15-40, 4-5, and I don't know what happened. We had an awesome point, and that was got us pumped up, I guess, and the fire stayed within us, and we just got really pumped up and just rallied and absolutely just were playing our best. So it was awesome to see, and it was really cool to come back and get that victory to move us on.
Well, then in the win over Ames, you had a come-from-behind victory against Nate Withers in your singles match. You know, what was the key to turning that match around after losing the first set?
Second set, I was down 1-4. I was barely moving my feet. I was kind of tired and pooped out. And then I knew I was not the way I wanted the season to end. We have a lot of seniors on the team that worked so hard to get where they're at, and I just thought of all the players and what we have accomplished as a team, and I knew that that's not where we were going to end, and I had to, you know, step it up and get the win.
Well, you played 10 sets of tennis that day. You know, were you pretty exhausted afterwards?
Yeah, it was definitely rough the next day. It was hard to get out of bed.
All right, Samson, we'll give you a short break here. We're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Iowa Finance Authority 2019 Mortgage Credit Certificate Program can save Iowa homebuyers up to $2,000 on their federal taxes for the life of the loan for first-time home buyers. This program awards a tax credit valued at 50% of the annual mortgage interest paid and is available annually as long as the home remains the buyer's primary residence. Dave Lewis of Home Services Lending in the Iowa Realty Ankeny office is a participating lender, and you can call Dave at 515-321-5913 for any questions. He also has a variety of products and can handle all of your loan needs. Well, we're visiting with Samson Densmore of the Ankeny Centennial Boys tennis team. Well, now let's talk a little bit about last weekend's individual state tournament a little bit. You and Ryan went into the tournament unseeded, and of course, you know, this was your first trip to state. Were you nervous at all before your first match?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of great competition out there, which was definitely intimidating, but I knew that Ryan and I had potential, and we both worked really hard to get where we're at. And we went up against some tough teams, which was tough to get those losses, but I think we definitely performed well.
Sure. Well, now Ryan had been there the year before with Sam Rold, and they earned an eighth place finish. You know, did Ryan give you any advice going into the tournament about what to expect?
He knew it, the experience, and I was there watching him obviously last year, and I got to see that. And he had the experience, and he told me each team we had, we just figured out who they were and what to expect, and we just made sure to communicate with each other and what we were seeing during our points, and just we knew communication was key to success.
So. Sure. Now, I should mention that we were going to have Ryan on the podcast today as well, but he's a little under the weather and had to cancel, so I hope he's feeling a little bit better now. So in your first match, you guys rolled to a 6-0, 6-1 victory over a team from Valley. You know, did you expect to win that one so easily?
Yeah, we got a really good first draw, and we knew the two players, they're good players for Valley, and we expected to come out with the win, and we were playing really well, so it went more smoothly than I expected, but that was really nice to have a first match like that that we could get through.
Had to do a lot for your confidence, I would think.
Yeah, it did. It helped kind of ease the tensions, of course, because there was a lot of intimidating competition, so being able to go out there and just kind of go through our first match and win pretty solid helped us a lot.
Well, then in the quarterfinals, you guys lost to the fourth-seeded team from Ames that included Timmy Ellis, last year's state singles champion. Now, what was your strategy for that match? Did you guys try to attack, you know, Nate Withers, his partner, and keep the ball away from Ellis?
Yes, that was our main strategy. We tried to get it to Nate as much as possible because Timmy is a really good player, and Nate holds his own also, so it was very tough to play because they were both really good players. And Timmy was just controlling the court, which is hard.
Sure. Well, the loss dropped you guys into the consolation bracket where you had another tough draw. You then dropped a 6-3, 6-4 decision to the second-seeded team from Bettendorf, and you were eliminated from the tournament. But it sounds like you guys, you know, played them pretty tough, didn't you?
Yep. They were a top-seeded team coming into this, and that was obviously intimidating because they did very well last year. I think they got either third or fourth at state last year. And that was kind of intimidating for the start, but I realized we could definitely compete with them, and we played well, and it just didn't go our way. I felt like we could have beat them on any given day, but it just didn't go that way that day, and that's okay.
Sure. Now, you and Ryan are both left-handers, and I don't imagine there are too many doubles teams out there, you know, with two lefties. Have you ever played against a team with two lefties?
No, I don't think so. I think that's very rare to come across. Sometimes you might have a lefty and a righty, but two lefties isn't very common. So,
do you think that gives you guys any kind of an advantage, you know, having two lefties on your side?
I think it definitely helps. I know serves, lefty slice is very complicated for people. I think a point where you have two lefties, if you're outdoors, you one person has to serve into the sun. When you have a lefty and a righty, you can kind of choose so you both don't have to serve in the sun. And I guess your volleys are kind of like you have a backhand for the middle, which is hard compared to both forehands if you're a righty and a lefty.
Sure.
It just depends.
Well, now looking ahead to next year, you're going to be back along with Ryan and Will Blevins, so the team's top three players will all return. You guys will have to replace your four through six players. But do you think, you know, next year's team has a chance to be just as successful?
Yeah, I think we definitely have a lot of potential. We're missing a lot of seniors. We're losing our 4, 5, and 6, which were really good players. And we got a lot of wins from those numbers. And I think that some of our underclassmen are going to have to step up next year. And I think if they work hard in the offseason, we definitely have a chance next year. And I think, you know, you got Ryan and Will coming back, who are two great players. And I think if we put the work in, we can get back to where we were this year.
Now, what parts of your game are you going to be, you know, working on the most during the offseason?
I knew going out this year, especially in individual state, I saw the competition and I knew that Ryan and I could, you know, have a huge chance next year as seniors. And I'm just committed to working hard in the offseason and to get back to individual and just prove what Ryan and I have the potential of. So just keep working hard in the offseason and get it done.
I know it's a long ways away yet, but I'm sure, you know, Will's probably looking to get back in singles. Do you think, at this point, do you think that's probably the plan, that you guys would go back in doubles?
Yeah, I definitely think that's going to be the plan. Will's going to obviously go back in the singles, and when we're losing our 4, 5, 6, we have some underclassmen stepping up, and I think Ryan and I are both very good players that we're just going to be good for doubles. So,
all right, Samson, well, thanks a lot for coming in today.
Yep.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Ira Realty. Revive Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive has a large menu of aesthetic procedures, including Botox, cosmetic fillers, hydrofacials, Cool Sculpting, laser hair removal, Forever Young photofacials, Halo, and a medically supervised weight loss program. Dr. Steph is now offering hormone pellet therapy for men and women. She has over 15 years of aesthetic experience and 30 years in the healthcare field. Her staff is top-notch and the best in the industry. They give every new patient a complimentary consult that includes a Visia skin analysis valued at $200. Revive Clinic and Spa is conveniently located at 1850 Southwest Plaza Shops Lane in South Ankeny by the new Hy-Vee. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my next guest is a sophomore on the Ankeny Centennial squad. He is the Jaguars' number one player, and he led the team to the conference title this season, as well as the best record in school history. He placed fourth in singles at the Class 2A tournament last weekend. He is Will Blevins. Will, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good.
Well, let's start with the team tournament that was held yesterday, since that's still fresh in my memory. You had a couple of three-set matches on the day. In the semifinals, you lost to Sam Shin of Iowa City West in a rematch from the state singles tournament on Friday when you beat him in three sets. Now, on Tuesday, you were down a set, and you were down 5-1 in the second set before you battled back, and you won the second set in a tiebreaker. How were you able to turn things around?
I think I was able to turn things around by just playing my game and going for more shots when I need to.
Well, then Shin was able to regroup, and he won the decisive third set. I know you felt like you were in better shape than him when you beat him on Friday. Were you hoping maybe that you could wear him down again?
Yeah, I was hoping to. We were playing longer points, and I was just trying to stay more consistent than he was.
Well, I watched the first two sets yesterday before I had to leave to go to the Girls State Golf Meet in Ames, but I can see how the two of you played a four-hour match on Friday in the state quarterfinals. You know, both you and Sam like to stay on the baseline and just slug away, so that did result in a lot of long points, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Imagine made both you guys pretty tired, huh?
Yeah.
Well, after losing to West, then you guys had to play Waukee for third place. And normally it might be kind of hard to get motivated for a third place match, but you guys really wanted another shot at Waukee, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, especially since we lost to them 1-10 in the regular season.
Well, you provided your team's only win of the day with a three-set victory over Will Eklund at number one singles. Now, Eklund is a great player. He was part of the Warriors State Championship doubles team, and he did win the first set 6-3. But then you won the second set 6-1, and you took the super tiebreaker 10-8 to win the match. So what was the key to your comeback in that match?
I think the key was in the first set he was playing pretty, like, above his average level, and I knew if I could stay with him, like, I could continue to make better shots and go for better shots and make the point.
Well, now let's talk about the individual state tournament a little bit. You came into the tournament unseeded, although I know Coach Luton was disappointed that she didn't get you a seed after placing fifth at last year's tournament. You know, do you feel like you deserved a seed at this year's tournament?
I think, yeah, there's five players that could have got awarded a seed, and it just didn't come my way, I guess, in the end.
Did that give you some extra motivation going into the tournament?
Yeah, it did, especially.
I know Coach told me that you really wanted to knock off one of those seeded players, and you certainly did. You opened the tournament with a 6-2, 6-0 victory over Brian Vandenberg of Mason City. You then had the big come-from-behind win against Shin in the quarterfinals. You know, I'm sure you were pretty tired after that match. You know, did you sleep well that night, or were you still pretty excited, you know, to get back on the court the next day?
Yeah, I did sleep well, but I was excited to play the next day.
Well, in the semifinals, you came out strong against Justin Seelan of Pleasant Valley. You won the first set 6-2, but Seelan then came back to win the next two sets. Now, you told me on Saturday that he adjusted his strategy after losing the first set, so he started lobbing the ball a lot, huh?
Yeah, I started playing a different strategy, and that really helped for his game. Yeah.
Well, then you lost the third-place match to Luke Van Donsleer of Lindmar in straight sets, and I know you probably don't want to use, you know, fatigue as an excuse, but I'm sure you'd like to play him again when you're a little more fresh, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
I'm sure that was a factor, you know, in the match. Now in the finals, Seelan lost to Rami Sheets of Cedar Rapids, Washington in pretty convincing fashion. And I've never seen Sheets play, but was he just that much better than everyone else, or do you think maybe fatigue was a factor in that match too?
I think he was above mostly everyone else, but I think fatigue could definitely be a factor too.
Yeah, I imagine you wore Seelan out a little bit there, having to play those three sets. So.
Yeah.
Now, looking ahead to next year, you'll be one of the top two returnees from the singles tournament along with Van Donsleer. You know, I know a lot can happen between now and then, but do you like your chances to be a state champion next year?
Yeah, I do.
Do you feel like maybe you're the favorite going into it?
Yeah, I think me or Luke probably the favorites next year.
Now, what parts of your game are you going to be working on the most during the offseason?
I think mostly my serve, because that's somewhat been a downfall for me this past season.
Well, I know it's just from watching you play, you know, in your last few matches that, you know, you're pretty consistent as far as getting it in. You don't get a lot of aces off your serve, though. Is that something you want to do more of, is try to get aces off serves?
Yeah, I try to get more aces and ending the point with my serve.
And I also mentioned earlier that you really like to stay back on the baseline and just pound away with your ground strokes. You know, but I thought you also showed at times during the match with Shin yesterday that, you know, you could come to the net and put points away. I thought you did that, you know, more than he did. You know, and you've obviously been very successful playing your style of tennis, but do you think in the future you might need to do more of that, come to the net and try to put points away earlier?
Yeah, I think attacking more should probably be a good strategy in the upcoming year.
Now, are you starting to hear from some college coaches yet? Have you looked at any schools?
I'm starting to look at a variety of schools, but probably starting to look more in the summer.
What are you looking for in potential colleges? Are you concerned more about the academic side of things, or is there a certain fit you're looking for as far as the tennis program?
There's nothing really that I'm looking for as of right now. So
do you know what you want to study yet, or are you still kind of thinking about that too?
I think I'm looking to study something in the business field.
All right. Well, Will, thanks a lot for coming in today, and congratulations again on a great season. It's been fun to watch you play.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Ankeny office here at Iowa Realty closed in excess of $250 million in real estate in 2018. Their agents represent over 20 new construction builders and communities all over the metro. With interest rates at historic lows, would you like to know what your home is worth in today's market? If so, you can give them a call at 453-5800. That number again is 453-5800. Come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.